Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Kevin Wyatt.
We got some major developing news in the NBA as Adrian Wojnarowski with a report saying that the Boston Celtics majority ownership group is looking to put the team up for sale. And Wojnarowski adding to that, he got a statement from the Celtics saying that they will, quote, sell a majority interest in either early 2024 or early 2025, with the balance closing in on 2028. And current owner Wick Grosbeck will remain as governor of the team until the second closing in 2028. Another big piece of news involving the Celtics: Derek White and the team have agreed on an extension that's good for 4 years and $125.9 million. The big contract of the day, though, Paul George and the 76ers agreeing on a four-year, $212 max contract.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials, and check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. California watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydews, and mixed melons will arrive in grocery stores in time for the Independence Day holiday and may arrive in surplus as the season progresses. Melon season has shifted to the San Joaquin Valley as harvest wraps up in Southern California's Imperial Valley and in Yuma, Arizona. Harvest in the San Joaquin Valley is expected to continue through October and resume in the desert from October to December. The USDA is expanding the Food Safety Certification for Specialty Crops program to include assistance for medium-sized businesses for 2024 and 25 expenses. Eligible specialty crop growers can apply for assistance for expenses related to obtaining or renewing a food safety certification. Applications for calendar year 2024 expenses begin today and run through January 31st. The 2025 application period will be January 1st of 25 through January 31st of 26. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says the only path to passing a bipartisan farm bill is holding together the farm and food coalition that's been the foundation of past farm bills. But Stabenow says recent attempts to fracture that coalition through misleading statistics and inaccurate portrayal of how the farm bill works have stalled progress on negotiations and risks forcing another 2018 extension.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are trying to hold on to gains as a new trading month kicks off, with mega cap tech stocks lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The key focus on Wall Street is Friday when the Labor Department releases the June jobs report. Investors will get a better gauge on the timing of rate cuts from the data. And after months of talks, Boeing has agreed to buy its key parts supplier Spirit AeroSystems that it split off two decades ago in an all-stock deal worth around $4.7 billion. Boeing said the move will improve plane quality and safety. An online brokerage firm, Robinhood Markets, is investing in artificial intelligence thanks to its latest acquisition. Robinhood is acquiring Pluto Capital, an investment research platform that uses AI to offer tailored investment strategies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. Thank you, big government. Hedge against runaway inflation with gold from Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. I trust Birch Gold, and you can too.
Text the word SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Text SHELTER to 989898 today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
It may surprise you to learn that there's a lot more to a cow than meets the eye or gets on the dinner table. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
I'm sure we all know that a beef animal isn't all steak. It has a variety of cuts, some more tasty and desirable than others. But when I say a steer is not all steak, I have something else in mind. Actually, that line is the title of an educational display by some young people in the 4-H Club in Arizona. Perhaps you aren't aware of that growing attempt to shame us into not eating beef on the grounds that we're feeding several pounds of grain to cattle for each pound of beef we get back. Now, the argument goes that grain could be used to feed the worldwide famine victims. Well, the exhibit sponsored by these farm youngsters over in Arizona can be summed up in the words of a man who deals in meat. He says, there are four meat quarters in a beef animal. The fifth quarter is the byproduct. In a lot of ways, that fifth quarter has done more than the other four to enrich and even to lengthen our lives. Before we take too seriously those sincere but ill-informed people who see cattle as taking food from the hungry, let's take a look at that fifth quarter we don't see in the meat market. Without it, your tires might blow up in a mile and a half. One tire company alone uses about 20 million pounds of stearic acid a year. Stearic acid, a byproduct of the beef animal, is what keeps your tires cool. During last summer's beef shortage, this company had to cut back on production of tires. Here are some other things you won't see on a steakhouse menu. Products from the bones, horns, and hoofs. Glue, gelatin, including the edible kind used in ice cream, case-hardening steel, refining sugar, processed bone meal used as animal feed and fertilizer to grow more grain for the hungry. That's only the beginning. There's neat's foot oil, plaster retarder, foaming fire extinguisher, paper boxes, sizing, wallpaper, sandpaper, and emery cloth. Would you believe cosmetics, camera film, band-aids, spray-on adhesives, vitamins, violin strings, crochet hooks, combs, and toothbrush handles? In the field of pharmaceuticals, we truly get into the life-saving field with heparin, which keeps the blood from coagulating during an operation. It's also used in preventing blood clots. There are enzymes used to aid babies' digestion, epinephrine for asthma and allergies, adrenal cortex, used in treating Addison's disease and to overcome shock. The list of really exotic medicines is too long for this time slot, but just as an example, we've known about diabetes since the 15th century. It took 400 years to find insulin, and we found it in the pancreas of cattle. Today, chemists feel they've only scratched the surface in developing useful things other than food from meat animals. As for that grain we're wasting, it is feed grain, not eaten by humans, and cattle only get that for about 100 days. Beef and dairy cattle provide 2/3 of our protein, and most of that comes from converting grass and brush on 40% of our land that would otherwise be waste because it couldn't be converted to raising crops. In the meantime, our farmers are exporting 75% of our wheat and 57% of our rice to that hungry world. Let's pat Bossy on the back with gratitude. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Have you ever considered the possibility of making fun of someone who was drunk? If so, stick around because today's story might help you in making that decision.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Rooster's Firearms. I want to let you know that in addition to the 9mm 1,000-round case of ammo on sale, I also have 223 caliber, which will work well in your 5.56 rifle. I have it priced at $499 per case of 1,000 rounds. Also, you need something to shoot that ammo through, so I have brought in several Diamondback AR-style rifles at a great price. Come on in and pick up a rifle and a 1,000-round case of ammo.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget, Roosters is a safe space for all Second Amendment-loving people. You will always find sanctuary within our walls. You will find warmth in our 2A and Roosters sweatshirts and calmness when you drink from our unique mugs and tumblers. Our trained staff can double as counselors in assisting you in picking out the right gun and the right ammo. Come into Roosters, grab a Black Rifle coffee beverage, and stay a while. We're located at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Whether walking down the street or at a party or in a bar, we have all encountered someone who was drunk. And chances are we made a humorous comment to a friend or the drunk himself. After hearing today's story, you may think again the next time. Black Jack Ketchum was an outlaw leader who put together a gang from the outlaws who hung out at Wyoming's Hole in the Wall. Although Ketchum was a man to be feared, he wasn't the smartest outlaw of the Old West. Black Jack had a habit of robbing the same train or stagecoach in the same location. But that wasn't his only strange behavior. Once when he was rejected by a woman, he took out his anger on himself by beating himself with a pistol and lariat. On July 2, 1899, while Black Jack was taking a break in Camp Verde, Arizona, he went to a local saloon and started the process of getting drunk. Later in the day, he sat down at a poker game with some miners. With Black Jack's strange behavior, if the miners had known him, the story might have ended here. But a couple of the miners foolishly started making fun of Black Jack. Suddenly, Black Jack became as sober as a judge. And this time, instead of taking his anger out on himself, he jumped up, pulled back his long coat, exposing his pistols, and told the miners to go for their guns. Either with the feeling they had no choice or that they could outperform a drunk, they went for their guns. Black Jack's gun barked, and the two miners went down mortally wounded. Then Black Jack made one of his wiser decisions. He left town.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Hi, Hi, I'm glad you could make it.
Wow, your house looks amazing.
Thanks. We just had our whole house painted by Peak Painting. They even refinished all of our cabinets.
They did a beautiful job. I really like the colors.
They had their in-house designer help me with my color selection. The whole process was so easy. You should have them do a free estimate at your house. Just go to peakpainting.com to book an appointment. That's peakpainting.com.
I'm pulling it up on my phone right now.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peakpainting.com.
Painting services come with a 9-year labor and materials warranty. Some exclusions apply. Contact peakpainting.com for details. That's Peak Painting, peekpainting.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in the famous Sound Off studios here at KPRL with our special guest this afternoon, no stranger to the airwaves or microphones in general, and that would be Gary Brill. Gary, thank you for joining us. And today we're going to be talking about other things and Paul Anka and Jukebox Saturday Night and all those types of things.
Paul Anka, Andy Williams, Kevin really loves.
Yeah, it's a very old joke that continues after all these years. Yeah. But, Gary, we're here to talk about something that was extremely special to you and many others and has been special to many others for quite a few years, not only here on the Central Coast but around the country since it started, and we're talking about honor flights. Honor flights. But the first thing I want to ask you is, you're a kid from Philly. How do you end up in Vietnam?
I got drafted.
Okay. Were you expecting it?
No, not really. I was in Nebraska. I just took a new position as a sales manager at a radio station in Omaha, Council Bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got married. And before I knew it, I was in Vietnam.
Did Virgie stay in Nebraska? Where'd she go?
No, she stayed for a little while because she was teaching.
Okay.
And then she moved out to California, where she grew up, in Tulare.
All right, and then where were you? Where were you originally? Where was your basic at?
Basic was in Fort Lewis, Washington. I went to Fort Lewis, and I spent 8 weeks there, and I was the only one held back from basic training. And then about 5 days later, I got orders to go to the Presidio of San Francisco, and at the Presidio, that was headquarters for the 6th United States Army. They had a building in the basement. They had a radio station facilities. And what I did was I made tapes. They were 15-minute shows, 30-minute shows, and hour shows. And it was presented on behalf of the United States Army. We sent these tapes to radio stations in the western part of the United States. We probably did about 100 a week. So it was a very good job.
I'm assuming here that the people in charge knew that you had a radio background, so that this is what they were going to use you for.
Oh, yeah. When my 71R, 71 Romeo designation was a broadcast specialist. It didn't help when I got to Vietnam, because when I got to Vietnam, my first assignment was as a broadcast specialist, was to go out into the jungle with an amplifier, microphone, and speaker, and an XVC, turn on the equipment so he could say, come on over to our side.
Really?
Yeah. That was what a broadcast specialist was.
Well, even that must have been scary, though.
Oh, you betcha. And I eventually found my way to Saigon. Let me backtrack this, Kevin. While I was in the Trang, and there was basically nothing to do in the Trang. So I took a school, the ninth course on business management. Well, I was the only one there for the first week. And then the major said, well, we'll try again the second week. And I came back the second week. I was the only one there. Then we tried it one more time, and he got disappointed. He said, I guess no one's interested in this. He said, but I was looking over your file. He said, what are you doing here? I said, what do you mean? He said, you're a broadcaster. You started at 14 years when you were 14 years old, and you're working at a typewriter. He said, my assignment here primarily is to deal with officers to make sure that they get to the proper designation. He said, you don't belong here. Nothing happened. I went back to work. And one morning, they woke me up at 4 a.m. And they said, you're on your way to Saigon. So I would imagine that this major pulled some strings and got me to Saigon. I walked into the radio station and was met by the colonel and a captain. And their exact words were, what the hell are you doing here? And I had to explain my story. And the colonel said, I have friends in Vietnam that I can't get into this radio station. How you got here, I don't know. But he said, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. So I wrote PSAs while I was there. And then I listened to the radio station.
What kind of PSAs would you have written in Vietnam? For those, that's public service announcements.
Be careful and keep your tank washed properly. You know, anything about if you're having problems with your Jeep, this is what to do.
Okay.
You know, when you're walking in downtown Saigon or wherever you are, make sure you have another person with you. You know,
okay.
Observe the curfew. So I was basically just writing all these PSAs, and I was listening to AFEN AM, which is Armed Forces Radio, on the AM, and the FM was simulcast. So I got the idea. I said, here you're simulcasting 6 to 9 in the morning, what's on AFEN AM. I went to the captain, and I said, how about if we did something different on the morning on FM and did a show that was catered to the more senior officers because the AM was just playing rock and roll music.
But limited rock and roll.
Limited rock and roll. Yeah, we couldn't play Kenny Rogers, you know, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I did, I put together a tape. Andy Williams, Paul Anka.
That's how you got the gig.
And I just made a presentation to the captain. And I said, this is an opportunity to offer something different. And we had a powerful FM station, and he presented it to the colonel. And within 7 days, I had my own show called Sunrise in Saigon.
That was along the same time that Adrian Kronhauer, who you knew or met.
I didn't meet Adrian.
Oh, okay.
Adrian
it was Pat
there.
Sajak.
Pat Sajak, yeah. Sajak and I came to work every morning. They picked us up, brought us to work at, I guess it was 5 o'clock. And then we had a little breakfast and then did our shows.
Okay, so how long were you over there?
About a little over a year.
You come back, and then you get out, and you continue your career in radio. And then all these years later, you have an opportunity to go on what's called an honor flight.
Now, I didn't know anything about the honor flight. And then one night I was watching KSBY TV, and I saw this group coming back from the honor flight. And my wife and I were watching the TV, and we were very impressed seeing the reaction that these soldiers got.
Mm-hmm.
So Virginia, my wife, and my daughter Renee, they decided to check out about what the honor flight is all about. And so in May of this year, I had the opportunity to go on it. And it was fabulous. Yeah,
yeah, the honor flight here on the Central Coast, I believe, started in 2014 and nationally 2005. And it has picked up momentum where there is now, I think, close to 150 chapters nationwide. But what's impressive here locally is that they have over, I think, 660 veterans have gone, and they have 180 on the waiting list now. And there are, you know, just a couple of times a year you can do this, but almost anything I've ever read or saw or heard of the veterans that come back, that is it's extremely moving.
Oh, you can. I didn't know what to expect. First off, my escort or my guardian, each individual military personnel has a guardian, and they stick with you 100% of the time. My guardian was my daughter. And it is really special, Kevin, when you spend this much time, just you and your daughter, and you're reliving some of the aspects of what you did while you were in the military service. It was a fascinating trip. It was a tearjerker along the way. The way that they put this together, the honor flight put this together, Kevin, it was word perfect. I mean, every step of the way was flawless. You see the shirt I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Central Coast honor shirt. We were given two of these. Our escorts were given two of these also, but they were red. So we had red military, or the guardians, and the blue was the military. We were all with this lanyard. This lanyard gave us information so when we met another individual, we knew who he was or who she was. Also, where they were in Vietnam or in Korea or part of the National Guard.
Did you run into anybody during the course of the flight that they were maybe initially reluctant to want to go on this flight, and then they had to be persuaded?
No, I think like me, a lot of the lot of us thought, do we deserve this? I mean, I didn't pick up a rifle. I was on the radio, you know, and another Air Force veteran said, well, I didn't fly in Vietnam. I was supposed to. But why should I deserve all this? But when you got to Washington, you felt the presence of why you were there. You visited these monuments. And it was inspiring. We had on our bus a local person who would explain what monument we're going at, the significance of that, and a little bit of history. I mean, it was so well planned that when you got on the bus and did your tour, you knew what was happening because it was all prepared.
Well, speaking of preparing, and we're going to be going to break here, and it's something I want to ask you about the preparing because, you know, as long as I've known you, and obviously probably before that as well, you were always prepared and organized. And we're going to find out if there any way to try to mentally prepare. I'm with Gary Brill this afternoon here on KPRL talking about Honor Flight. He was recently on. We'll be right back. You're listening to AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. Fox's Brian Yenes has reaction from the Trump campaign.
He told Fox Digital, "I have been harassed by the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, Obama, and their thugs, fascists, and communists for years, and now the courts have spoken."
The high court ruling will extend the delay in the Washington criminal case against Trump over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. In a post on X, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer calling today's decision disgraceful. The murder case against a Massachusetts woman ending in a mistrial. Karen Reed was accused of killing her police officer boyfriend.
A 54-year-old Massachusetts woman potentially now could face another trial here.
Fox's Molly Line outside that rainy Adenham courthouse in Massachusetts. America is listening to Fox News.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will, along with Gary Brill, who got back several weeks ago from Honor Flight. Gary, before we went to break, I was asking that, was, you know, you don't know what to expect, but did you even try to fathom or prepare yourself for what you may encounter?
No, because when I got the first information about what the Honor Flight was and that I was going to be on it May 13th through the 15th, the Honor Flight Central Coast fed us information about what to expect, what to do. In fact, they had a pre-flight mandatory training scheduled for the end of April before our May departure. At that time, they told us what to expect, how the trip was going to work. The Honor Flight Central Coast is so well prepared. Everything was picture perfect, as I said. We had an Allegiant Airline flight from Santa Maria. It was a charter flight from Santa Maria to Baltimore. When we were leaving Santa Maria, we had a water gun salute. When we arrived in Baltimore, Maryland, our plane was taxiing down the runway. We were saluted again with water cannons. I mean, everything they made us feel special. When we got on the bus, we all had, there were four buses because we had about 100 people with us. And you always sat in the same seat in the bus. The veterans were the first to get on the bus. The guardians were the last. When we got to wherever we were going, the guardians were the first one off the bus so they can get wheelchairs for people who needed the wheelchairs. But, Kevin, it was remarkable. Every step of the way, this was picture perfect. You know, I wrote a review of the trip, And I closed with one thing. I said, you know, when I had my radio stations, we did promotions for the fair. We did car shows. We did every kind of event. I said, mine could not compare to what this was. This was the best organization I have ever seen put something together, Kevin.
So much of the Honor Flight and the experience there in D.C. and the surrounding area, what stood out most to you?
Well, number one, going with my daughter. I asked her for a little review, and let me just read a few of her sentences if we have time. My daughter wrote this: the first day was simple, a plane ride, dinner, and rest. Tuesday, we were all set to embark on the D.C. tour, starting with a bus escort led by a local veteran motorcycle group of volunteers. I mean, our buses were led by motorcycle police. We stopped at the Air Force Monument. We're reminded of how all the veterans are remembered through the statues, the bridges, the walls, and the one thing that remained consistent is important to be remembered. And we were reminded of that in Arlington when we were given the honor of four of our Korean veterans. We only had four Korean veterans. The rest were from Vietnam and no World War II. And incidentally, there's another honor flight taking off in September. They are looking right now for Korean or World War II veterans. So if you know of anyone in that particular genre, I would ask you to call Bear McGill at 805-610-4012.
They are the priority on the list now for the honor flights.
For the honor flights, yeah, they want.
What was when you personally look back, other than sharing the moment with not only Renee, your daughter, but also the other veterans, but you personally, was there something there that you just? It just hit you. Was it the Vietnam Memorial?
The Vietnam Memorial, the Korean Memorial. Then we went to Annapolis, and that was spectacular. Fort McHenry. Mm. Oh, that was a beautiful. Every stop had a great significance, and to be a part of that, to listen to and to understand what this monument meant. I mean, Kevin, you got to relive it. And when you realize that you were part of this and you are being honored as a veteran for your service, it just makes you feel appreciated.
I'm guessing, though, also that it was emotionally tiring to go through it. You know, the physical is one thing, but emotional because of the... You know, when you see these things and memories and that go through you, that it does get a little bit tiring, but also memorable.
Oh yeah, I will cherish these moments forever. But I do want our listeners to know that if you know of a veteran or you are a veteran, to please call, because they have room available for this trip coming up in September, and especially if you're a World War II or Korean veteran.
Right, and they have, as you mentioned, Honor Flight, how detailed they are. There is a lot of assistance they can help with people with this special, shall we say, issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything.
Just get on the plane and...
Just get on the plane and they take care of you.
Yeah.
They help you on, they help you off, and everything is escorted, and you know where you're going, and... You'll be pleasantly surprised when you get there.
And for those who are thinking about this and contacting somebody from, well, any of the veterans that served, if you go to the Honor Flight Central Coast website, they have in detail so many questions they'll be able to answer for you, what Gary was explaining. Gary, we're out of time, but thank you for sharing it with us, and thank you for your service to the country, to our country.
Thank you, Kevin. Nice to be with you.
And... Nah, I'm not going to bring up Paul Anka. We don't have time.
I'll make sure I play a couple of records for you.
I'm sure you will. All right, Susanna's coming up next. John Freer from the Center on Immigration Studies talking about the Biden administration failing to catch criminals, illegal immigrants in our country. Enjoy that and stay cool. And make sure you're hydrated this afternoon. Thanks for listening to AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM KPRL.com Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.